Apple has developed a new feature to stop us reaching for our phones while driving the car. The Do Not Disturb While Driving software will be available from September. It detects when the device is in a car through connection to Bluetooth or by working out that it's passing different Wi-Fi networks quickly. It then blocks notifications and texts and stops drivers from opening apps. However, they can still answer calls. Once it's switched on, it automatically kicks in every drive. Now, somebody who's been campaigning for an answer to the major issue of driver distraction is Russell White. He's the founder of the Australian Road Safety Foundation. Russell White, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
You'd be happy about this?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. I mean, for a long time we've been saying that the technology's got us into this issue, and I've always felt the technology's got the answer to help us manage it. And it's clear this sort of stuff's been around for a while, so I think it's actually great that they're starting to look at this stuff and to make it more of a standard feature. And I think the other thing that's positive with it is actually raising the awareness about just how risky using a mobile phone is when you're behind the wheel or you're on the road in any way.
It's that temptation, isn't it? Even though you don't want to do it because you know the dangers, but the temptation's there. And if you download this app and say, don't disturb while driving, well, the temptation's gone. It's taken away.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. Even a phone that's buzzing or it's on silent, you know, if that's sitting next to you in the car, if that responds, then it's doing what it's designed to do, and that's to get your attention. So the very fact you can start to block this sort of stuff now and stop those sort of distractions coming will actually intercept this at the earliest possible stage. And as you say, people can deal with those messages when they actually get to the destination they're going to.
Isn't it interesting? We've got this obsession with technology, so how do we solve it and keep ourselves alive? An app.
Yeah. Get more technology to try and deal with it. But I think you're right, Ben. You know, it's something that it has to had to come, and I think it's a good step to start to raise that level of awareness.
All right, it's available from September. Nice to talk to you, Russell.
You too, Ben.
Russell White, founder of the Australian Road Safety Foundation. I know that some people put the phone in the boot. I don't have the discipline to do that. I want it in the car because when I need to use it, I want to use it. Obviously, don't do it while I'm driving, but I don't like it in the boot of the car, even though I contemplated that for a while. This has got me written all over it. The Do Not Disturb While Driving software, you just click it and then you won't be able to read any notifications. They won't come through while you're driving the vehicle or while the vehicle is moving. You won't be able to read any text. You can still answer calls and it automatically kicks in on every drive. It's a great idea. Well done to Apple, and I look forward to downloading it when it's here in September.